Full Metal Jacket, really happy to say that tonight on the show, for the very first time, we've got Primus bass mastermind Les Claypool. How are you?
Hello there.
Great to see you. Lots to talk about, obviously. I know there's like a new Primus record in the works. Let's talk about the last Primus album, Primus and the Chocolate Factory. It was a reinterpretation of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Where do you go from there with this next album?
We are now in Goblin Land. We've opted to try and bring Goblin Rock back to the masses, or the mini masses that we represent.
I think Goblin Rock's been missing for a while. So
Goblin Rock has definitely been missing for a while.
The new Primus album is called The Desaturating Seven. It's coming out September 29th. Here's a tune from it. This is The Seven on Full Metal Jacket Radio. Metal Jacket, Les Claypool with us.
Full Metal Jacket, I like that.
Yeah, actually, Steve Jones from the Sex Pistols, he actually gave me that name one day.
Really?
Yeah, I used to be Jackie on the air, and then one day he's like, oh, look, it's Full Metal Jacket.
There you go, well, you win.
I know, seriously, I could be worse people to give me a name, right? I mean, yeah. It's pretty. And actually, what was just announced recently is he's getting a star on the Hollywood Walk, which
really?
Is like,
wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. It's very
so
exciting.
You're next.
It's Full Metal Jacket, Les Claypool with us tonight on the show. Les, your taste in music seems to be pretty broad. Regardless of genre, what does a song or an album have to have to get your attention?
Wow, that is one of those deep philosophical, what does it have to have? I don't know. It has to make me, it has to tickle the old intrigue bone, the one that makes me wonder how it was done. You know, I like hearing stuff I like hearing perspectives of individuals that obviously think a bit differently.
Les Claypool with us. A quick break coming up this hour. Going to check out Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta. Up next, new music from Converge and more with Les. Stick around. Full Metal Jacket, Les Claypool on the show with us tonight. Primus is a band with an audience that's fiercely dedicated, much like fans of like Fish or The Grateful Dead. What kind of musical freedom does that give you that maybe other bands don't have?
I've never heard our fans compared to the fans of Fish or The Grateful Dead.
I'm talking about the dedication.
What was the question again? Because I was so...
What kind of musical freedom does that give you, the fact that your fans are such diehards that maybe other bands don't have?
You know, I think it's because we just sort of throw pasta at the walls and see what sticks. That I think that's why these folks show up. I could be wrong, but we've been throwing this pasta for quite a while and they still keep coming to see it. I think once we stop doing that and stop, I would say challenging ourselves because it sounds sophisticated, but I think just being self-indulgent might be more more the word or offending off boredom. I think that's why they come, but I could be wrong. It could be the sexiness of Mr. Lur Lalonde that draws them in, though. That's always a big carrot on a stick for a lot of people, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Full Metal Jacket.
Les Claypool with us on the show. It's Full Metal Jacket. Still to come, Josta's weekly pick from the pit. That's coming up next. We're going to have Les pick music. We've got new music from Cradle of Filth and more. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jacket. Les Claypool with us on the show tonight. Les, auditioning for Metallica became a well-noted footnote in your career. What kind of misperception has that created for people not familiar with your music?
I think a lot of people think I'm actually in the band, and it's just not true.
Les Claypool is definitely not in Metallica, for anyone that's wondering.
Yes. And my bank account reflects that.
Do you ever wonder what would be different in your life had you actually ended up in Metallica?
Oh, there would be nothing different because they would have booted me out after about... I would have given it 5 weeks. They probably would have booted me after 5 weeks. There's a reason why I didn't get the gig. I didn't fit the part, you know. But they have Trujillo now, who is... He's a spectacular bass player, but he's also just one of the nicest fellows in the music world, if not the world in general. Just a great guy. Have you ever met Robert?
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Great guy. So... they win, you know, it's a win-win-win situation.
Well, you seem like a nice guy.
I seem like a nice guy? All right. There you go. I think he's nicer than I am.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Les Claypool with us. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also new music from Arch Enemy. We'll hear from Megadeth, more with Les. It's all coming up. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Primus bassist Les Claypool with us on the show tonight. You're touring with Clutch this summer. What makes Clutch or any other band a good match for a Primus audience?
You know, Primus was one of those bands forever that we, in the early days, nobody knew who to put us with. And now we're the band that's you know, we were playing, we're just in Europe, we're playing metal fest, well, I call them testicle fests. We were playing these testicle fests, and then we were playing these more alternative fests, and then, you know, I think we've played every festival except for Lilith Fair. That's always been my joke. Except for we've never played Coachella, but I think we may never get that gig. We're that band that sort of fits in here, but doesn't really fit in anywhere. And so someone like Clutch, they have a little twist to them. So I think it works out well for us. We did some shows with them. Was it last year or the year before? And it worked really well. So as far as bands playing with us, I tend to like to put folks on with us that I would want our audience to enjoy. You know, as opposed to just putting asses in the seats, as I've heard opening bands described as. Oh, this band will put asses in the seats. It's like, well, I want our fans to get turned on to something cool. Of course, most people already know Clutch, but as far as most of the openers we bring, it's usually got some unique element that we personally find interesting.
Well, it's nice to look at it that way, because I think that it's, you know, unfortunately, because the business, obviously, that's how a lot of people end up looking at who their opener is and who's going to draw. But I feel like you guys are at this point where you're like, I want to put a band that I think our fans are going to dig.
Well, we've been tromping around for quite a while, so at this point, it does, you know, for a while there, we were the sort of the leapfrog band that, you know, you open for Primus and you become huge. But we've put on some pretty eclectic bands over the years.
I think Clutch is a great fit.
I think Clutch is a great fit.
I'm surprised you guys hadn't, you know, like done full-on touring together before.
We have done some touring before. That's...
Oh, okay. I saw Neil make a comment like that. Everyone had been asking for years, and he was all excited about this.
Yeah, I think we did. I mean, we did a handful of dates. It was either last year or the year before, and it went really well.
Awesome. Well, it's obviously a great lineup. Full Metal Jackie, Les Claypool with us. A quick break. Up next, new music from Motionless and White. By the way, Chris Motionless of Motionless and White was a guest on the show last week. If you missed it, you can check out a podcast of it on FullMetalJackieRadio.com. We've got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week coming up next, and more with Les. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Les Claypool with us on the show tonight. By design, musically, it doesn't seem like there are too many things that you can't do. Musically, what's something you've never done that you would like to do?
You know, I can't even touch my toes, to be honest with you.
That's not musical.
It can be musical. I'm just more following the path of things I can't do. I've never been able to touch my toes. Even when I was a kid, I just can't touch my toes without bending my knees.
That's something good to aspire to, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's ever going to happen. I've been on the planet for a while now, and I don't think it's going to happen.
Have you given up trying?
Pretty much.
Are there any collaborations that you'd like to do, or something that you'd like to do with the band or outside that you've never done and you're like, hey, maybe someday I'll do that?
I mean, I'm like the musical. I'm a bit of a musical whore. I just love playing with all kinds of folks. And there's been some great, for me, collaborations. In fact, Danny Carey and I had a thing with Adrian Belew a handful of years ago. That was amazing. I'd love to revisit that. That was a lot of fun. You know, Sean Lennon and I have this project called The Delirium that we did all last year that was spectacularly enjoyable for us, and we're going to do that again the end of this year. So beyond that, we'll see what comes down the old pike.
Can we talk about C-pop for a sec?
Yeah, let's talk about C-pop.
So I heard about C-pop, which is basically, it sounds like it's like a drink for, you know, motion sickness or seasickness, right?
It's to keep you from barfing.
Yeah. So, I mean, as someone who gets seasick, I saw that and I was like, wow, that's brilliant, right? I mean, can you tell me about, like, what, I mean, the reasoning behind it?
I made it purely for myself. As a guy who I spend a lot of time on the ocean, that's just my thing. But I ruptured my inner ear scuba diving about 25 years ago, so I'm. It can be a calm day, it can be a crappy day, and I every now and again I just feel awful, and I don't like taking the drugs, and nothing works after the fact. Once you're sick, you're just sick. So I came up with this beverage, worked with some herbalists, and did a lot of research, and it's this ginger herb-based soda, C-pop, that's soothing soda. It works for any type of nausea or motion sickness or even just sour stomach. We've been selling it in Northern California. We just got picked up in Hawaii. It's actually doing really well in Hawaii. I just found out yesterday, so it might be coming around to a... And Amazon's going to pick it up here pretty soon.
Oh, great. I was going to ask you how, if it's going to be available in Southern California at some point. Because, with us people down in Southern California, we get seasick emotion sickness, too.
Well, I wanted one in the car right over here. It's in bottles right now, and so Amazon won't deal with bottles. But it's going to be in cans, in the tall, slender cans here in this next month.
Awesome. And look it up because Les actually made a very awesome jingle for it, which is pretty hilarious, I think.
The old jangle.
Yeah. So C-pop hopefully coming to a store or Amazon near you. New Primus album coming out in 2017. Primus out with Clutch this summer. Les, thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Why, sure. Full Metal Jackie. I'm loving it.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.